really nice dappled light to come through, while still shading the picnic area. It also allows rain through to discourage overnight camping under the shelter. The second option is a solid panel, metal panel roof. So, of course, that keeps the rain out, keeps the sun out. It's a solid shade. That and the perforated metal would have a metal frame. In comparison with number one, a solid metal roof keeps the rain out. There's a potential for more overnight camping there. The redwood pergola is, I'm excited to have the first wood item on this presentation. Some folks might like that. We're excited about that option too, that this would be an all redwood pergola that would give nice shade, dappled light through, would allow rain through for the same camping reason, and would just be a nice natural wood material and give a lighter feel for any of the locations in the park. So we would like to hear from the committee your preferences in the same way that you voted a first and a second, maybe, if you could tell us if you have priorities on these options.
Okay, thank you, Spence. I believe I have a first question, and I do like the redwood pergola, but would there be opportunity to have a vine grow on that as well? Is that something that would be part of that, or?
We do have to take into consideration long-term maintenance needs, and that would be pretty maintenance intensive, so we'd have to take a close look at that.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the pergola section? Okay. All right, now's the time for public comment for the pergolas or the shade structures. Sorry. Subliminal advertising.
Yeah, right. I really like the pergola. And actually, what I also was thinking about the pergola is that people would probably love to put their little banner, you know, the garlands and the things on it when they're having parties. So if it doesn't have a vine growing up, it can at least, will, I'm sure, be decorated frequently. Every weekend, I'm sure it will be decorated. Yeah, adorable. Very on theme.
Thank you.
Forward.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes, I love the redwood pergola as well. And I do think there's opportunity for vine on a wooden structure like that. We have a few native vine species, actually, pipe vine, which supports the pipe vine swallowtail butterfly, pink honeysuckle, or we actually are super lucky to have a wild rose that is native here that doesn't have, it does not have thorns like the roses you buy at the supermarket. All of those would climb a wooden structure like that really nicely. It is a little more maintenance, I understand, from the landscaping perspective, but I think it would, you know, do all the things that we're talking about of provide habitat, connect people with nature, and also be beautiful. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I like the redwood pergola with a vine, please.
Thank you. More public comment? All right, committee, let's discuss. And I think I'll start by saying I do like the open structures of 1 and 3 more than the closed structure, mostly because I'm always cold in Northern California. So it is nice to have the sun come through occasionally in a dappled way. And I do like that it's going to deter maybe camping, which I could see quickly become a problem. Any other thoughts, questions?
I'll just comment yes to the redwood pergola. And also I just want to harken back to one of our meetings where we also had a mock-up of a pergola on one of, when we were envisioning park improvements. And so I think it matches what folks here are saying about natural materials and also what we have discussed in the past. So I'm also enthusiastic about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty easy one. It seems the committee and the community are pretty aligned on this.
Do we have a motion?
I move that we choose the redwood pergola, if possible, with vines.
I would like to have a motion that also included our second choice.
I think one is
one would be our second choice.
Okay. I like one for its openness and only has one support structure, it looks like, and I like that. It's a little more minimal at the base. All right, so, Gail, could you recraft your motion?
I move that we recommend as our first choice the redwood pergola, preferably with a vine.
And? And
or you can make the second. You can make the motion if you're making the suggestion. So
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I would add on to Gail's motion to have our second preference be the metal frame with a perforated metal roof. So option number one.
Is there a second?
For number two.
I second that motion.
Okay, great. Roll call. Planning Commissioner Wax.
Aye.
Member Ornis Kim.
Aye.
Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye. All right, motion carried.
All right, Spence next.
Point of procedure.
Yeah.
Do we need to ask for more time than 8 o'clock? Since
I was timing that, and you're right on time. So, I think we need to extend.
I move that we extend the meeting an hour to 9, and if needed. If not, that's okay, but I don't want to have to do it again.
Yeah. One second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. All right, Spence.
We do move to the marina after that, after Doyle Hollis, and that's the last part. So the next section is going to be looking at a replacement piece of equipment to take the place of the two smaller pieces of equipment there on the east end of Doyle Hollis Park. I'm going to take us through these five options. They've all been chosen based on the footprint to allow room for the fall zone. They all fit. They are all within our budget. Some do cost more than others, but they are all options. These were chosen to complement the existing larger structure that will stay in place and provide play elements that are a little different, most of them, so that there is a greater variety of play for the kids that are there. The only one that is like kind of vaguely close to what's existing there is the double tower, just in case we want to provide more of the types of play that are there. So I'm going to take us through each one of these. I can answer questions about each of these pieces of equipment. But I'll give you the sort of key points about what's different about each of these and how it complements the existing play. So the fun point has a drawing wall, drums, a hammock, and swaying balance elements. Those are, so there's a lot of like moving parts here that the existing play equipment here, shown here, does not currently have. The double tower is probably the most similar to the existing play structure, though it is shorter. So This slide, it would be for kids who aren't quite ready to go down the big slide that is existing there. It has a rope bridge that's a new feature to move across and work on your balance. It also has some climbing wall features and lower panels and a smaller swinging hammock. The Geoplex Navigator Climber has clearly climbing walls. That's its main feature, this kind of fun honeycomb shape for vertical and horizontal climbing and the bouldering kind of idea with a central net rope column to climb up and down. The fourth option is the Evos 3 Arch, which is big net structures and some of these central hoops to climb through, up and around. It's kind of just a massive climbing structure to move in all different directions. And last but not least, the Netplex is a sort of combination of the central tower of net climbing with another slide, which is also, again, mid-height and not quite as tall as the existing slide, so giving some variation options there. It has the kind of rope bridge with these knots to move horizontally across, and a hammock on the end. And so now I'm going to ask you to consider those five options and tell us your priorities.
All right. Thank you, Spence. And maybe I missed this, but could you describe more in detail the existing play structure that is staying? What sure. What activities does it have?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can describe that. So it's primarily a tall... can I zoom on this? Uh-oh. Yes, I can. Okay, so the existing play structure is really large. It takes up probably more than its third of the three pieces that are there. There's a central tower with a lot of climbing structures on the sides with platforms and stairs to get up to the top of the large twisting slide, and that slide is tube-shaped, whereas the others are open air. Right, so this will be protected in place regardless of what we choose for the new piece of equipment. Also want to say that whatever we choose as the new piece of equipment will be color-matched to complement the existing play and the new safety surfacing. So use your artistic imagination for all of these options that they will complement the existing play.
Okay, thank you. So basically, there's slides and climbing already there in a pretty grand way.
Yeah.
And we're looking for something to complement that or yes. To go with it. Other questions?
Yeah, Spence, it seems you've done a lot of research in this, in this field. I'm kind of curious what's most popular and maybe if you have a recommendation of these five.
I think I got excited about the Geoplex and the Evos, those sort of unique shapes.
Yeah.
Climbing is a super popular thing. We want this to be inclusive too. The Fun Point has more ground level pieces of equipment that kids in a wheelchair or with other disabilities can still get up to and either transfer into some of the lower pieces and move up. I think in any option that we choose, some of these pieces with a rope complex or the rope tower, like the Netplex or the Geoplex, do allow for accessible entry and climbing up those like net complexes that might be less, a climbing wall maybe less accessible. But I personally would like to make sure that at least the ground level of whatever gets chosen is accessible and includes everyone. So I think the double tower seemed really similar to the existing, but if it felt to the committee, the community that like that place gets swarmed and we just need more capacity of what kind of similar items that are there, then I think that's a good option to have available. Those are my
That's helpful. Thank
top
you.
Of mind opinion.
Can you remind us what the Fun Point actually has in it? I think you said something about drawing or?
Yeah. Let me go back to that one. Yeah, so the drawing board, I believe, is this this section here. So we do have a link. We can go to the manufacturer's website if we want to take the time for that. I'm imagining it's kind of like a spinning wall where you might be able to turn it from dark to light, rather than like an Etch-a-Sketch or like a chalkboard style kind of thing, that requires less maintenance and cleaning.
And then it looks like there's a swing, that blue.
Yeah, so a lot of these elements are, the blue swing is kind of like a loop hammock that is tethered at the bottom but does move side to side. That's fully inclusive activity and play. The same with the hammock down here is attached on the ends, so that's good for balance and sitting on, standing on. There are some drums to pound on here at the end, and from there you can climb through a net structure. And there are these three black platforms to start at the bottom. So if this were to be chosen, I would confirm that that's a transfer platform at the bottom for kids with disabilities to get into the play equipment and move up through that structure there. And then there are some spinning panels, the blue and green there in the middle.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, is there a difference in the intended age range for each of these options?
They're all intended for ages 5 through 12. This playground is built, it was originally designed, and we're keeping that in design intention to stay fully built for ages 5 to 12. Reason being, in playground design, it's a rule that we keep age groups separate for safety reasons, and so that's why there's the tot play across the street and the older kids are here.
But all these options are basically considered equally for that age range?
Yes.
Okay.
One more question for me. What is it we're taking out to put these, this new option?
Yeah, good question. Okay, I don't have a great photo of that, but I can zoom on, in on this again, and I think you can see through our little bubble here. So right down here, there's a slanted circle that spins, and when you get, the further you get up on it, the gravity spins you back down. And I've heard a few people say that they think that that's dangerous. It's a very common piece of play equipment. I'm not going to comment or agree with that, but it's also aging, and some of the coating is starting to peel on it. And the middle, slightly larger piece is two arches that have a rope and knot system that you climb through and across.
Okay, thank you.
See those two hoop
yeah.
arches?
Yeah, yeah. Other questions for Spence? Okay, then we'll move on to the public comment for this section.
So for these play structures, I know that there's a number of considerations, especially because there's an existing play structure about cohesiveness and complementing the existing structure. I guess in terms of design, using that as a design principle, complementary is one way to do it. Another way is contrast. I guess because this playground is blue, it is making me think of the whale playground. We've been talking about climbing complexes and climbing structures. There is that that log and rope climbing structure on that playground, which I could totally see in this area. We've also talked about budget, and it's hard to tell. You know, I don't know how much these options cost, but I'd love to see something like that in this playground. It offers similar climbing play, more imaginative play, and is also made of natural materials. And I think it would look great in this space.
Thank you. Other comments?
Hi. I 100% agree about contrast and having more natural play equipment. It's a bummer that this playground got left off, the nature play survey option got left off of this playground as well, because it's having such a massive redo and we didn't get to hear from the public, although the public on the other items for other playgrounds that did include nature play seemed to really want it. So I would take that into consideration. And this would be a great opportunity to maybe have a section off that is engineered wood fiber surfacing, natural structures, and then also for accessibility, decomposed granite can work if you want to be able to move up. Natural thing. But I got to say, if you're going to go with these, my 10-year-old, she likes the fun point, number one. Number two was Evos, and number three is Netplex. But I also got to say, I know she loves nature, too.
Thank you.
I'm just going to get us to that view of all five of them.
Sure.
Feel free to talk.
That, I just looked up the drawing wall on the fun point. Is they're like those plastic beads, and they have different colors on each side. So you can manipulate the beads to, like, create a design. I also, shocker, love the contrast concept. And also, I feel like this park is one of our, is one of the few parks that does have like such a big green space, and kind of like more wildish spaces on the side. So it does seem like design-wise, it could work to have this kind of transitional pieces be more natural. That maybe they're the logs, the posts, the tree posts, and the ropes or whatever. There are, you know, lots of examples of natural ones that could kind of transition a child from the central blue plastic structure out into the grassy area. If that's not possible, I think that the Evos is the least offensive, just in the sense that it's more like ropes and climbing and stuff. The fun point is just, it's very plasticky. I'm looking at it in more close up on its website. Those ones are very, they're very plastic heavy, you know, those, the drums, the hammock isn't even, it's plastic. And it's stiff, solid plastic. And the bead thing are those plastic beads. So, my vote would be for the Evos or.
Thank you. I have to cut you off.
Entirely different.
Any other public comment? Okay, public comment is closed, and we'll move on to committee discussion.
So out of what we are being presented here, I think I like number five, the Netflix, number three, the Evos, and number four, whichever one, what was number four?
Four is Evos.
What was three?
Geoplex.
Okay, so just going through these, the Netflix is not very pretty. I'm sure it could, you know, I mean, obviously it can be done in different colors. I don't like super love the material mix, but when I look at it and I put myself in the shoes of myself when I was the appropriate age for this, this looks like a really fun thing to play on. It looks like the kind of thing where group play, it just has good-looking dynamics to me for group play. However, the Evos is a pretty attractive system. I don't know if it is going to attract like the same capacity, but it definitely, they look good. They look like they enable some good climbing play. Then there's the Geoplex, which is, I don't love the way it looks, but I love the amount of climbing that it clearly enables. Again, it looks like something that if I was the right age, I'd be like, oh, I want to go climb all over that. So just on the basis of you know, what I would want to play on, those are my three.
I like those comments. And I was thinking, too, about needing a group play structure, because the other one seems like it's kind of individual play, or, you know, like follow the leader type play. And so we're taking out something that you can play as a group on the little spinny wheel. And then also I was trying to divorce myself from the aesthetics, because the only one I really like is Evos. However, if I'm going to play on it, I want to play on the Netflix. So I'm torn about that. But any other thoughts?
Thank you. I think, unfortunately, not considering the material, I'm more into number one fun point, just mainly due to the accessibility and inclusivity point of the type of play that folks who are have mobility, or yeah, children, folks who have mobility issues, can also participate. And so if there are options to change it from less plastic to, I don't know, something that won't disintegrate with the weather, something that's easy to clean and public health forward, then that would be great. Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking about the accessibility on Fun Point. However, it seems a lot of dangerous things, those hammocks and the things that move, and I don't know. It's a lot of cluttered busyness and a lot of plastic, and therefore I'm not a fan of it for that reason, but I do like the accessibility that there is something down low that, you know, those that don't want to climb can do.
Yeah, I'm looking at number five here, and it seems like it kind of has everything that all the other options do, and it just, it's also, it looks pretty giant here, and there's another very large play structure on the other side, or fairly large play structure. I'm curious if we want to, like, I guess diversify what we have there, and that's why I'm kind of leaning back between three and four. And, yeah, I think I like the Evos.
I agree with those comments, and I also think that kids are creative and they'll find ways to play in multiple ways if we give them a structure that has a little more open-ended, you know? So I do like the Evos a lot, and I think it is the more natural play structure than the other ones.
It's to me, it's a little bit hard to see what's going on in these pictures, but it looks like there is a lot of play value in number four and number five, and I think they both, those are the two that I would prefer. I think they both have accessible features. From what I can see, it looks like there are some ground level things that could be accessed on the Evos as well as on the Netplex. So those would be my first two choices. I have a hard time getting past the color on the Geoplex.
Well, they mentioned that they might be color coordinated, different colors. All right, well, yes, Gail, did you see they have bigger versions of? Okay, good. I forgot about that until Nick pointed that out.
Spence, on these also, some of the elements can come and go and be switched in and out, correct, on the Evos and Netplex? I think that was one of the questions, though.
I know the Evos has a few different versions of, like, how many arches are a part of the system. And so that can affect the cost and also how many of those sort of interior hoops and how many different directions the net web goes. The Netplex, I would need to do more research. It does have... There are versions that have less posts, and you knew that already, I think. So there are smaller versions of both the Evos and the Netplex. These are the larger options in the line of those styles.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get that clarification, so...
And I do think that although I agree with the understructure, the surfacing might be better to be natural, that it is cohesive and it's already there. Well, I know we're replacing it, but I feel like that very soft fall zone is important. And I like that it's there and it will make the park easier to stay clean. I don't know, some of the options they have, you know, more, they'll scatter and distribute themselves throughout the park, so I like that this is contained. But anyway, I would like to move that we make the Evos our number one choice and the Netplex a number two choice.
I'll second that.
Oh, sorry, that's me. Planning Commissioner Wax.
Aye.
Member Ordinez Kim.
Aye.
Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe that wraps up the Doyle Hollis Park. And now we will move on to action item 5.1.5, which are the Marina Park Playground.
Okay. the last of five parks that we're presenting this evening, part of the project. Marina Park is a very large open park that it sounds like most of us are familiar with. It's right on the bay, has protected waters on the east side, long meandering pathways through lawn areas. There were many mature trees until storm blew many over. Though the city tree planting project has planted replacements, 100 replacements at the marina recently. So that addresses one of these survey items. The top priority, top two priorities go really well together here from the city survey, that there was a hydration station and a nature play and exploration area added to the marina park. So we have shown those here in a location that has really nice wide open bay views, is also close to parking, right on an intersection of existing pathways, removes existing lawn, so decreases water usage. That will take, and will also benefit from many of the trees that have been planted recently surrounding the area here. So this is still, I need to remind everyone, this is still conceptual, and a conceptual drawing changes, still fluctuates. This is showing sort of aesthetics of things and a potential layout and equipment that we think would do really well here and create a really nice cohesive playground. But this is still a concept and will still evolve before it gets to a final design. So just want to remind everyone here, this looks more dialed in maybe than this is the first like plan drawing of anything that we've showed, but it is still a concept. We have all of the items that we are proposing here at the marina in the nature play area labeled in this plan drawing, and I'm going to go through each one of those, and there will be selections as we go through each of those. But before we get into the details and pieces of equipment, I just want to talk a little bit about why this is a really great site for doing a nature play area, and how the existing features have kind of informed the layout that we're showing. So let's see, like I mentioned earlier, this aerial was taken before the new trees went in, but shows the old trees that came down in the storm a few years ago as removed. So we can see the mature trees that are here. There's one really nice mature Monterey cypress here next to letter D that's going to cast a real nice big shadow for shade, and we're locating benches and seating there under that shade, taking advantage of what's currently there. And the trees that were recently planted will someday grow tall to cast even more shade onto the south side of the play area. We at PlaceWorks worked with the city of Emeryville to do the planting plan, and so we've been able to coordinate with Matt Anderson on the layout of those trees to we know where existing toxic soil is, and we're avoiding those areas, and we know where new trees are going to be planted, so we can locate the equipment in spots where they're going to have the best view looking out at the bay and benefit from that shade. The site's going to be divided in two, just generally, to, like I mentioned earlier, separate a TOTS area, which is on the west side, that's letter A, from the larger kids section, which will be on the east, where we'll put bigger elements that are taller and can look out over onto the bay. And the following slides are going to show how we're focusing on natural materials for all of the play elements, all of the furnishing throughout the site. And let me just move into those. So here we're showing a bird's eye view of the park. Oops, sorry, just to give you a better idea. So the play features echo the marina aesthetic with, we have some boat inspired elements for climbing, driftwood logs and riprap like boulders for scrambling over. They're a mixture of ground level climbing and balance features, as well as taller vertical elements and lookouts for the larger kids. And engineered wood fiber mulch provides an environmentally conscious surface in the fall zones. So for option A, which is the TOTS play structure on the west side, so you can see that in the upper right corner, the plan view of the map. And then on the lower corner, we've also got that bird's eye view with the items circled. So hopefully that allows some understanding of where in the park we're proposing these. So first off is the slide platform, and that's got some vertical posts with a net climber and a balance beam up to a platform with a small slide back down, and that's made of robinia. The rustic climbing frame, or number two, is a sort of expansion of on that. It's two platforms with a rope bridge in between and a small slide back down. And there's a little rope ladder up to one of those and a couple of staggered height logs to get up to the next. And the third option is a boat that has open sides, so that's inclusive. People of all abilities can come inside. There are some seats. You can spin the captain's wheel. And that's a smaller option for that site. And so I'm going to go through three of these sort of central key play elements that have these options. Like I said, this is in concepts, so these options are divided by play area and age range. So for the younger kids area, this is the set of options for that side of the pathway. It will also include like stepping logs and boulders and things like that, smaller elements. But as far as like a central piece of equipment, these are the options for the TOTS area. And then I'll get into the older kids area where that can really be, there's lots of flexibility as far as what goes where and which pieces we choose. But for the TOTS area, these are the equipment options. and I will open it up for committee questions.
Okay. Thank you, Spence. Any questions about this option?
Yes. Yeah, can we get a pirate flag on the mast?
Yeah, we have to replace the one in the little boat out by the highway on ramp. That boat's disappeared.
That's very important. So this is gonna be a pretty big area. Are we planning on naming it something? Or is this just gonna be the nature play area within Marina Park?
I would love to hear any suggestions. We'll start the naming process.
Sorry. Yeah, we'll definitely have a more formal naming process at a later point in time.
Good, thank you. Never mind. You already answered that last one. All right, I'm good.
Any other questions for Spence?
These things look like they're pretty different sizes. I mean, are the boats are really small? Does that mean there's other stuff that will go around it, or?
Yeah, the boat is smaller. It's the smallest of the three options, and we would likely create a circuit of smaller scrambling elements like log rounds or boulders, less expensive items to create a sort of flow through that section of the play area.
So with the number two, is there room to put other things around it as well?
Yeah, there is room.
Okay. I think maybe now we'll open it up to public comment about this area or this option.
Okay, I know we're going late, and I know this is a little bit off topic, but I just want the opportunity. So in my day job, I am the director of conservation for Golden Gate Bird Alliance. So I love this natural play area, and I think it's a great alternative to the lawn that's already there for a lot of reasons. But I noticed in the concepts, which I understand are just concepts, that there's lighting. And so I just want to use this opportunity really quickly to advocate for dark sky approved lighting in this area, because despite the fact that the marina is completely unnatural in its entire existence, it is actually the birdiest place in Emeryville. It has a lot of different bird species, shorebirds and songbirds alike. And so I think it's very important that we keep it as safe for birds, which are migrating through the bay, as well as the birds that live there year-round. And so I just want to put in the plug for dark sky-approved lighting in any of the marina area, but including this playground, as I'm sure lighting will be incorporated for safety. But yes, I love the natural elements. And on topic, I love the boat.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Probably no surprise, I love this as well. I can totally see my kid playing here. I love the theme, how it's basically like relating to the marina. I wouldn't really change anything. If there's extra space, maybe some rocks, I can definitely see kids playing around, pretending to be sharks or mermaids or something like that. In terms of the bike racks, I was thinking it'd be better to have them on the other entrance. I think most people that are biking to this park will go through the road and the cul-de-sac and parking lot area. I know that there is a path and it is designated as a bike path, but I've mostly seen pedestrians there. And I think that would make less congestion as well if the bike parking is on the other side, not on the pedestrian path side. I love the mulch. It also prevents some of that plastic toy dumping that we were talking about as a safe surface. If there is mulch, people are not going to bring those plastic toys to the park. So I think that's an added bonus. And I really love this and wondering how we can do more of this.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Hi. This is moving in the right direction. I do wonder if the designers are familiar with the San Francisco Nature Exploration Area Playbook. It's a whole guide on putting together nature exploration areas and nature playgrounds that makes sure we touch on all the different things kids need from nature. This has a lot of the beneficial risk elements, which is fantastic, but I didn't see much of the ecological elements, sensory engaging elements, immersive experience elements. Those are my natural loose parts for creativity. That's my overall thing. My kid said from the bird's eye view, it looks very, very fun. I would go there. And then regarding this specifically, what I've seen in the standard in nature playground is that the slides go down hills. And then the hills allow kids to climb the hills through stump steps or even boulder steps. So I love these. I feel like these would be great at a regular playground. This is what we want for our regular playgrounds. But a step up is actually changing the topography so kids are getting that experience, the vestibular experience of climbing a hill, because there's no hills in Emeryville, and they need that to grow and have that balance and proprioception and all that. So I have a lot of other comments, but only 2 minutes, and I look forward to seeing what else is out there. Also, if we do the lookout, a tree would be awesome. Is it center point? Just gotta say.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Just to quickly go on record in support, I think I do love the theme of the boat, but the other things seem much like there's more value in them. I think the platforms, it's nice that there's kind of like hiding elements underneath them. Oh, I can see it much better on the computer. Yeah, that you can kind of like hide under the number two, that there's a little bit of a fort element underneath. That could probably be, kids will probably expand on that with laying branches over it and making more of a fort kind of a thing, adding those loose natural parts, that gives an opportunity for that. Looks great.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, the public comment time is closed, and it's time for the committee to discuss. I will just piggyback on what the last commenter said, that even though I love the look of the boat, I just feel like there's not a lot of activity other than imagination or imaginative play. It's not a lot of physical activity that the rustic climbing frame would give.
To counter that point, I think there's going to be a lot more options that allow for that, and just to have a quiet place for a toddler to spin around the boat. I think if we lose sight of just a quiet contained space, that we're going to have too much action. So I'm kind of leaning towards the boat for accessibility in small children.
Okay, I like that. One of my concerns, and this may be jumping the gun a bit, but there's going to possibly be a log climbing balancing structure across the way for the older kids, and I feel like you're going to lose all the toddlers over there in the big kid area, which I'm not sure is bad, but if we're trying to keep them separate, that might be the drawing card that pulls them over to the big kid's side.
Well, I am kind of torn because obviously the rustic climbing frame offers a lot more activity, but the boat option really does look like this nice little side area where, you know, maybe you're just a kid who wants to go do some role playing by yourself or with your friend. It's off to the side, and it looks like the kind of thing that can drive a lot of very imagination-based play. And so I do really like it for that feature.
Is there a way to maybe defer a vote on this until we see what the rest of the park is going to be or has to offer?
Yes, absolutely. And that would help out probably with time.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Do you have a comment before we go on?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would just second the boat as well for a reason stated earlier, imagination and accessibility.
It looks like you could probably, the boat is small and the climbing frame has a number of different parts. It looks like you could make a dock and a boat together or something like that, and they could go up a ropes thing to a dock and slide down and go to the boat, something like that. Put those two images together so you get a little bit more play value on the little kid's side, but also the imagination and the whole relation to its environment.
Do you work for PlaceWorks, Gail? No, I'm just kidding. All right. I think with those comments, let's move on to the next option before we vote on this one.
Sounds good. So now hopping across that central pathway, we're looking at play equipment for kids ages 5 to 12. And on this side, we're looking at two key locations. So there's going to be this set at the location on the right, and there will be a second that is that lower log balance structure. So option number one, the mast climbing frame, is of course echoing off of a sailboat or ship. So I think you could either look at that like, wouldn't it be awesome if we had that and the boat, the smaller boat, or maybe if as long as we get one, then we kind of hit that theme point. So I leave that to you all. That crow's nest lookout is 6 feet off the ground, so it's a really decent climb up there, and where we're showing it is in the spot, the kind of a sweet spot of where we have stood a couple of times, and it sits right between those two existing trees where you can see downtown San Francisco, the Golden Gate, and Marin. There's like a perfect wide open view of everything there. Bird's nest swing allows for individual or group use for all abilities and most ages. Multiple kids can get in the basket and swing together. That's another thing that we can orient facing out towards the view so that kids can be in that swing looking out at the bay. And the log climbing frame is a even larger version of what we saw before, with a large log climber, two systems of logs coming off the sides with a net structure in that central tower. So there's an internal set of logs and nets to get up to that net at the top and hang out, sitting and kind of hammock or stand in that net at the top. So would you like me to move through to the next option C?
Do you want to go ahead and do the, I guess so. Yeah. I think that's best.
Would you guys like to see it all and then?
Yeah.
And
go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll get us through all of the larger play equipment pieces.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then there's really just like logs and boulders and that kind of thing.
Okay, great.
And furnishing after that.
Thank you.
So for the second location on the larger kids' side, the first one's a log pile, which has some stacked logs in a real kind of naturalistic formation for balance beam walking and imaginative play. That log pile is about 3 feet tall at its highest when kind of in the back there where the girls are. Number two is the Mount Vernon. and that is more of a net climber and interwoven connection of logs and nets and kind of something to sit on top of and hang out and scramble around on. The log stack is a taller and in plan view, more grid-based log pile. So that one is 6 feet tall at its highest, the log stack. So a little more elevation, further climb. But a little different in its geometric layout. And like I mentioned before, these elements can all be interchanged potentially if we desire to with the slide, the set I showed before.
Okay, thank you, Spence. All right, any questions for Spence on these last two sections? I think my only concern is one park, which I love, but I just can see the kids going back and forth on all the equipment, so I think we need to think about that. I don't know if that's a kill killer for what we select, but I feel like the little kids are going to be playing on all the structures, and the big kids are going to be playing on the little kids' structures.
We can work on defining the separation requirements, but I think... It's really just about not grouping them clustered together, or that big kids would be running through the little kid area, that kind of thing. Them being divided so that if you, I think it might be more that the big kids aren't going to be like running through the little kid area, that. That stays as a safer kids for small, safer space for small kids to be.
Thank you.
One question for you. How big is the log climbing frame? Because it might accomplish a lot of what we see in kind of the second options there.
Log climbing frame.
Yeah, number three.
Number three, right?
Yeah, that one.
Okay,
you're looking it up, sorry.
I'm going to see if we can open up the link here. And get a height.
Oh, wow.
Okay. A critical fall height is 81 inches, so that's close to 7 or 8 feet, right? I can keep looking for a diagram, but I would imagine that that's the fall height from this net at the top.
That's good to know. It's a pretty massive structure, which is great.
Tall, yeah.
Is it okay if we mix and match a little with our...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Would it be easier to, if the committee shared... I want to make sure we open up for public comment before you start giving your... So if we could do that really quick, if there's no other questions for Spence. Okay. All right, great. And then I'm wondering also if it'll be easier, knowing that these elements can be placed in different spaces, that if there's any elements that you're absolutely like, no, we should not be doing this. And then that way it gives them an opportunity for placement design, right. On the things that are in within budget.
Yes. So I apologize about that. But yeah, even as you do a mix and match and come up with more creative ideas, which we definitely welcome, continue to offer us rank choice. So that way, as we proceed into design, we can understand your top priorities.
Okay, thank you. All right, public comments.
Try to keep it short. I really like the log stack. I think that was the younger kids on the younger kids area. I think it's pretty unique. I've never seen that before. I think it provides some wind cover as well. I know that park is really windy. It also, oh, yeah, and then I think it ties nicely into the large log climber, which seems like it might have the same function as the mast climbing frame. And I do like that it encourages a little bit of, I don't know what to call it, risk-taking behavior or building that in kids. I also really like the look of that. It mimics one of the climbing structures in the Presidio, and I think that structure has seen some really huge success. I think I misunderstood that we were picking ones, so I probably not picked the boat initially. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
I also think that the log climbing frame is awesome and better than the mast because it has sort of, it accomplishes the same thing with the kind of like tallest lookout, but is more, has more, you can do more up there in that mast. You can lay in it or stand in it or, and then the other log things, I think we should go for, instead of smooth engineered logs, we should go for natural logs. There are all kinds of benefits that come with the natural surfaces, the tactile benefits, stability benefits that come with a rougher surface. So the rougher, more natural surface, the better in terms of studies have shown that that's better for all of us to be on the more the rougher the surface. Yeah, I think my favorites are the log, the big climbing frame, the smaller log one with the slide, the fort one with the slide, and then the third or smaller element seemed more like too engineered, maybe the boat.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Oh, and before we have that, actually, do we need to extend our meeting again?
Yes, but okay. Hopefully only for a little bit longer.
Let's extend it 15 minutes to 9:15. I move that we extend our meeting to 9:15.
Second.
Oh, 9:30. Second. I'm sorry. Let's not have that motion. Let me retract my motion and go for 9:30.
So you don't have to do this again.
I move to go to 9:30.
All those in favor?
Second. Yes. Aye.
Donaldson, second.
Aye.
For my minutes. Thank you.
Aye. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Go ahead.
I love the log climbing frame like everybody else. The mast climbing frame has a flat surface, less going for you there than the netting. The bird nest swing I think is also very important to get the vestibular thing you want. Once you do want some swinging, and a communal swing like that does a lot for collaborative play. Can I scroll and look at the other stuff? Like, I'll say that for the little kids, and definitely we're talking 0 to 5. The Emeryville Nature Everywhere Initiative is really focused on early childhood, 0 to 5. And something that can accomplish that is an ecological area, native plants, sensory engaging stuff, a path. Kids love paths. Kids new to the world, 0, 1, 2. They're like, a path? I know what to do with that. They're excited about it. Go with it through a nature area. I want to make sure. And then immersive things are important. I want to go back to the slide and say a hill. That didn't really get discussed, but that would be important. Loose natural parts, something else the littles can participate in that's really important and sensory engaging and creative. uneven topography is important. I think I got it all. My kid said when I showed her this one, she loved them all. So, talked fast. There's got to be something else. I would really highly recommend looking at the San Francisco playbook, Nature Exploration Area playbook and design guide. It really has a very clear list of the type of things nature exploration areas have to touch on all the things that kids benefit from for their healthy development.
Thank you. All right, any other public comment?
Is that the end of public comment?
Yes. So public comment period is closed. And now, committee, we will discuss. Rebecca, you have?
No, I was going to, there might be another time, just so you know. I didn't want to think that we were telling you there weren't, and there might be. So
sorry about that.
So I think if we can, Spence, can you pull back option A so that we can at least get the priority pieces in place?
Sorry, just to give you guys an overall, you still have fencing selection and benches. So if you want to go through those first before you go, you make your selections or you can do your play structures and then move on.
I feel like we should do the play structures and then the fencing and benches.
Okay.
So I just quickly, I was thinking about this park is very, very windy. I was out there the other day. I think we need to really consider that when we're selecting our things. I also feel like I do love a theme park, but I think, again, function is more important than theme. I also want to consider the view to the marina for everyone there enjoying the park. I don't want to get something so tall. I was thinking about the topography. I think it would be so cool to build like a hill for the kids, but we really need this to be for everyone, not just for the play. So I don't want to get some massive structures that obscure the views for people all around.
I feel in general that it would be nice if we could get more complex topography in Marina Park, and I do see the benefit of having it here. I don't know if we have all the room that we would want to work with for that kind of landscaping, but I do think that that's valid. My personal favorite combination here is actually the boat mast log climbing frame, because I think we already talked about, you know, the benefits that the humble boat has. And the mast not only, I think, brings in some nice theming to it that will make it look fun, but I think it will tie in pretty well to just about anything we could do here, and also just the location of the park. This is a bayside park, and this is a place where kids can enjoy a lot of role play. And I think having a combination of great physical activities they can engage in and stuff that allows them to, you know, engage their imagination with their location is good. The, you know, the comments about all of the natural plants and other things that we can do are well taken. I just in general would like to see that more throughout our parks. It's obvious that we don't want kids having to go to just one part of town to enjoy nature play. And, you know, my perspective, I'm someone who grew up as a pretty free-range kid in Southern California and Hawaii, so, like, getting out into nature is very much in my blood, and it bothers me on a constant basis, the sort of environment that we're expecting our kids to grow up in. There's only so much we can do from within these parks, but I think what I see here is pretty good.
So just to reiterate, you're seeing the mast climbing frame and the boat?
The log climbing frame and the boat. Those are the things I like.
Oh, the log climbing frame.
Yeah, the log climbing frame. It is hard to say no to a swing.
Just to keep you all on point, I appreciated all of those comments, and those are being noted. But so this is for options A. So
yes,
I thought we could mix and match.
We can take comments for mix and matching, but they really need some prioritization at least to start with.
Okay.
Again,
let's start then
in the beginning.
A.
Like.
Okay.
But noted.
Okay.
Correct. Noted.
All right. I think we're going to be very conclusive on A, but I'll be surprised. Do you have something to say?
So if you can give us a base recommendation that's based on the structure, and then you can add caveats, and we'll do our best, essentially.
Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah. So then what we need is a motion for prioritization on this section A of between 1, 2, and 3 to start with, just to start.
All right. Well, I believe I like the boat, so I'm going to move that we prioritize the boat, and then I would do the rustic climbing frame second.
Yeah, I'd second that motion for 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Planning Commissioner Wax?
Aye.
Member Ordonez Kim?
Aye.
Member Robert?
Aye.
Member Donaldson?
Aye.
And Chair Eggers?
Aye.
All right, let's slide up to Section B. We got this, everybody. This is the longest in history, Parks and Rec Committee. I'm so proud of us. Don't forget, we also have an information item tonight with Mike Roberts as well, by the way. All right, here we go. Your options for the B section.
Okay, I just wanted to say I love the mast climbing frame. However, I know when I was a kid, I used to get bullied, and being up there away from my parents in that little platform, I feel like is a possible bully zone. And it's not as much play zone as the log climbing frame. So for that reason, I like the log climbing frame.
Yeah, I think the log climbing frame is the most awesome thing I've seen tonight, and it'd be a shame if we didn't get that because I think it's a great, great thing for the park. So I'd also go 3-2-1 here.
I would second that. So you want to move?
Was that a motion?
Yeah, okay. Can I make a motion to recommend 3-2-1?
All right, we have a motion and a second. Planning Commissioner Wax?
Aye.
Member Ordonez Kim?
Aye.
Member Robert?
Aye.
Member Donaldson?
Aye.
And Chair Eggers?
Aye. All
right. Moving C.
Okay, not to tell you too much about myself, but I loved walking on logs when I was growing up, so my favorite is number one, log pile. Just trying to balance. It's a more inclusive thing, I think, for all ages. It just seems awesome, and it takes up a little more of the horizontal space.
I like the log stack a lot here. I think it's, I haven't seen something like this before, and I think it has tons of variability for play, where the log pile is kind of one directional. I know there's a lot of imagination that can go into it, but I feel like the log stack brings a little bit more. I know they've mentioned that there's going to be other logs and rocks around here, so I think that that might be able to provide some of that same entertainment that the log stack kind of can do differently.
I like the log stack, too, as like Jordan had said before. I can think back to when I was a kid, and that's the one that I would go climbing on. So, of course, yeah. Anyway, so that one, I think it's good. It does look like it has a little place that kids could be inside it and on top of it and going up and down around it. So I think it just has a lot of variety to it. So I like that one.
Can I just caveat here? Going next to the log climbing frame, which is very similar in a lot of ways, I wish that we could choose the bird's nest swinging for this area as opposed to these. I don't know. I know we need to do C as well, but I do like the swing as a different kind of group.
I agree with that caveat. But
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can make a motion and add that in there.
Okay, well.
As a guidance.
I can be swayed to go for the taller stack. And so I think maybe 3-1-2 on the C options is my motion. I move to prioritize 3-1-2 and then make a caveat that we might prefer option number 2 from the B selections as this.
Can we also include or 1 in that motion? Because I think if we could get either one of those, I think both of those options to me are a little bit more exciting than option C, but I understand the budget there, so maybe that's the caveat, is if we can fit one of those in there.
Okay.
Can you also rank your caveat?
Okay. All right. Well, let's rank the C options and then we'll rank our caveats. How about
Okay.
Let's do that. I'm going to move that for the C options we go 3-1-2.
I second that.
Okay. And then do you want to add your caveat, or?
Do you want to vote separately on those two? No? Okay. So the caveat would be we would like in the B options, if possible, to replace the C options with the B option 2, which is the bird's nest swing, or the mass climbing frame number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I second that motion.
The order. Do you want to
keep going?
We got to vote.
I'm gonna have them vote. You were.
Yeah. So, can you pick which of the two you would prefer over your option C's from your option B's for the mass storm? You know, because it's possible. Because if it's supplanting it, that's fairly simple, and we'll see if the budget will work. But if it's in addition to, we need to see if both the budget and the space work.
I feel like it'd be supplanting it.
Supplanting it.
Got it. Thanks.
And
I would say that it would probably be number two, because we'd have number three, the tall thing, in the air already. So number two would be a completely different play experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one would kind of be the fallback for budget.
Right.
Got it.
Okay.
So we have a motion that the selection is 3-1-2, but surplanting number two from option B, if possible. Is that?
Surplanting with, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With,
yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, Planning Commissioner Wex.
Aye.
Member Ordonez Kim.
Aye.
Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye. Okay. Good job.
All right, next, Spence.
Okay, I'm going to try to move us quickly through the remaining things here. The next one, what we have remaining is a final play element vote, these smaller elements that can be rearranged all around the space in between the larger pieces that we just discussed. So log rounds, boulders, stepping clusters, and log tunnels. So this is one that we would like you to rank. And it's likely to be a combination of at least a few of these. Probably not all of them, but you can tell us what's most important here. If we need to save time on the votes, there's benches and fences.
Yeah, let's show them the benches and the fences, and that way we can.
Okay. Yep. Oh, there's the sort of utilitarian stuff here. You've seen these before. City standard bike rack and trash can and a drinking fountain with a bottle filler. The benches, we're trying to complement all the natural materials in the play equipment with the furnishing. So the three options we have are the arbor, a more like heavy-duty timber bench. Number two is a more city park-style curvy bench. And the third is the most like rustic sawn log bench. All natural wood. And finally, fences. To get options that fit in the budget and as well as include options for natural materials, we're showing options for a tubular steel fence that would be powder coated brown to match the play area as best as we can. Natural wood picket fence, a natural wood horizontal log fence, or finally a recycled composite wood fence. And all of these would be custom designed to meet code requirements with safety sized gaps, 4 feet tall. There's more, and there's tables. So these are all offer options for accessible entry and joining the group. The first one is a graphic, but that's a natural wood surfaced table. Second is a much heavier oak table in a kind of old school style picnic table. And the third is a really simplified log slab top. And then there would be log rounds that would be probably loose. I guess those could be anchored, but around the table. The end. So now you can.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sure this could happen, but all of the tables could be accessible to a wheelchair?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, public comment.
All right, public comment.
Just really quickly, making this, I'm speaking for myself and my new friends that didn't that had to leave earlier tonight. But we just wanted to speak up for the all natural materials, especially because the play is all natural, and matching that I think is very cool. In this option here, the wood logs seems a little impractical, doesn't look very comfortable to me. So the accessible oak I think is a more practical seating option. But sticking with all natural materials in all of these elements. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I scroll through this? Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess I'll start with table since this is up on the screen. I really love number two, the accessible oak table. I think it looks really beautiful and classic. My second choice would be number one, and number three would be last. I also think it looks uncomfortable, and I can see it becoming part of the play. So it looks like the other elements. For the fences, when I first saw this, I thought three was the clear winner. It still lets you have line of sight to the water because it's horizontal. The picket fence, that would be, well, I guess maybe one or two would be my second choice. I'm not sure. There are picket fences on the Adventure Playground, which is kind of in a similar windy spot in Berkeley, and I know that fence is kind of prone to falling down or sort of like leaning, so that seems like it needs more maintenance than number one. And then four would be my last choice because it's composite. I really love the first bench here. I think it looks extremely solid, fits with the aesthetic, and is very unique. Second choice would be two. I think three offers limited seating, and I've sat in these benches. They look great, but they're not very comfortable. And I think, yeah, we have a lot of other logs on the playground as well. I think there were other options here. Oh, yeah. So I think that the log rounds have limited age range that can use them if they're using them for stepping stones. I really like the boulders. And, I mean, all of these are great options, but I guess maybe the boulders because they're multi-purpose for climbing, for sitting, for snacking, all kinds of things. One comment on the drinking fountain. Because there's a lower age range in this park, it'd be great to have one of the fountains much lower. I know this style has been in other parks, and parents, especially under five, have to hold up their kids.
Thank you. Other public comments? Okay, public comment is closed for this section. Committee.
Well, thematically, I love log everything, but there are some that they tend to be the less practical options in these sets. Like, for example, the table with the little movable chairs, like that seems great if you're thinking of the table as an extension of the play area, but we do need people to have, like, comfortable, accessible, reliable places to sit. And so I think the slightly less stylistic ones for each of those options is probably the better one and adds what we need. Can you scroll down, please?
I'm wondering if we can go one by one for the sake of time.
Oh, yeah,
bang out some votes.
Yeah, shall we?
Cool, yeah.
Well, one thing I will say is that although I love all the natural all wood things, I kind of like the more practical, park-friendly, long-term maintenance thing, which I think the greenway and then maybe some of the other ones that have metal, like the metal fence. It just doesn't compete with the rest of the stuff. It's just there to be more functional. And then we have all the other things in the more natural materials if it was truly less maintenance. So I'd kind of like to select things based on how it's all going to go together.
Yeah.
So having said that, I guess we can start with the very first option, the play extra play structures. Okay.
So this is a rank, remember. It's not just choosing one.
Okay. Rank. We can rank them.
One thing I want to add about the boulders here is that should serve as some thermal mass, which normally I'm not happy about, but this is a real cold spot. So them soaking up some sunshine and being a warm spot is going to be useful.
And I do like the contrast between all the wood, and now you've got these more soft, well, they're not soft, but rounded shapes to climb on, sit on, play on.
2, 4, 3, 1 for me.
We've got our first ranking. All right.
I like 2, 4, 3, 1. I will second the 2, 4, 3, 1.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to make that my 2, 4, 3, 1.
All right. A motion and a second. Planning Commissioner Wax.
Aye.
Member Ordinez Kim. Oh my gosh.
Aye.
I apologize. Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye.
Thank you. Next. I think this is an information item, and I think we've received some comments on this as well regarding the water fountain.
Can I make a comment on the trash can?
Absolutely.
Kind of like what the public has requested, the segregated recycling compost 3-bin solution, if that could be considered in the project design. Thank you.
Great. That was a great comment. Thank you. All right. Benches.
Well, going with my theme of keeping it all consistent, I like bench 51. If we're going to do a table similar to that, but it's not the most beautiful, it just may be the most functional and cohesive.
Yeah. I think for sitting, function over style is, and it still kind of fits in with the others. I also like one as well.
But does one look comfortable? It does not look comfortable.
If I may, I'm also bench 51, very standard, because it provides lumbar support compared to number one.
Yeah.
I like bench 51, and I saw it on one of the other slides. It's available with arms as well, so that's a good thing for grandparents that are looking at their kids out there. And I think that number 3 could be placed as part of the place area and place structure, you know, as well.
Yeah, just one.
I love those things. Yeah. But for comfort, for watching your kids, number 2 would be better.
So 2 with arms, then 1, then 3?
That's.
I'll make a motion.
Make a motion.
2 with arms, number 1, and then 3.
Second.
All right. Planning Commissioner Wax.
Aye.
Member Ordinance Kim.
Aye.
Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye.
Next. Fences.
Okay, unpopular, I'm sure. I'm going to go for the tubular steel fence. Seems to have the most longevity, the best eyesight through. It would go away. I think disappearing is the most important thing, maybe not making it a feature. I have a feeling that the horizontal log fence number 3 would be a real climbing draw for kids, and I'm not sure if you're wanting to keep them in or out. I'm not sure that's a plus. And I do share the concern about the wood picket fence not looking very secure or stable in the wind.
Yeah, first thing I thought with the wood picket fence is that's going to be battered by a ton of sea wind and will probably not last as long as we'd like. I prefer number 3 here because I think it's got the durability and it fits the theme. And yeah, I'm a little concerned about how kids might climb on it too, but I think that can be worked out.
3, 1, 4, 2.
I
I'm going to have to put two above four.
Great. Go for it.
How about 3, 1, 2, 4?
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we have option 3, 1, 2, 4 in those order, in that order.
I second that.
Okay. All right. Planning Commissioner Wax.
Aye.
Member Ordonez Kim.
Aye.
Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye.
Although that picket fence says Northern California coast to me.
Yeah. Last set here, tables.
Okay, well, going along with my theme, I'm proposing number one is the first choice, the greenway. Just seems the most accessible, the most durable, and it would go with the bench and the fence, possibly.
I like number two more.
I'm sorry, I'm going to side with them. And the number one, since thinking more ADA, you can just also shoop in without having to lift your leg to go into the middle of number two.
That is correct. And I think number two is going to be much more weathered and harder to maintain a good surface to sit on and eat on.
I like number two, but I think it's going to end up costing a whole lot more and take away from the other elements in the park.
Good call.
All right, so then I move that we rank them 1, 2, 3.
I second that.
All right, Planning Commissioner Wax.
Aye.
Member Ordonez Kim.
Aye.
I'm reading your last name. I'm so sorry. Member Robert.
Aye.
Member Donaldson.
Aye.
And Chair Eggers.
Aye. Okay, I am thinking we might need to extend the meeting for another 10 minutes.
Yes. So, Spence, do you have everything you need regarding all this? And we can provide the recording as well.
Yeah, we're done. Thank you. I know that was long.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This was really great. Thank you so much.
That's great.
So that concludes our action items. If you want to go on to the...
Okay, let's move on to information item. But before we do that, I think we should extend the meeting. Let's make a motion.
Yeah, I think about, Mike, 10 minutes?
And that should be fine.
Okay. I think we should extend the meeting until 9:40.
I move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, here we go. Mike Roberts, you're up.
Information item, yes.
Hi, Mike Roberts, Public Works. Real briefly, wanted to share with you some efforts our maintenance team has been putting in at Shorebird Park and will be putting in, hopefully. As you may know, there was a shoreline cleanup recently, and it was kind of centered at Shorebird Park, so we're sending some TLC that way. What I'm sharing with you is our intent to remove the trellis that exists at Shorebird Park over the boardwalk. It's currently dilapidated, falling down. It's approximately 30 years old, made out of pressure-treated wood, just not really well built. And the purpose of it in a very, cloud-covered area is a little unclear. So the image you have in front of you is the way it stands now, and this image now is an AI-generated version of it with the trellis removed. Would love to have any comment you have with regard to this, but that's the item.
Do you know why the trellis was there in the first place? What was the purpose?
I don't know. I know Caltrans was involved with the design and construction of that as part of the mitigation for the fishhook on-ramp that occurs on Frontage Road, but that's all I really know.
Well, I've definitely been there and seen that it's in disrepair, and I'm in favor of removing it, but I'm not sure about leaving nothing in its place.
I think the draw at that park is the view, and I think that taking the trellis off improves the view from above and you can see what's out there better.
Okay. If that's it, I'll take that feedback and run with it. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, now we can move on to the future agenda items, and I will just mention that 7.1, the Sutter Hospital campus presentation, will be next meeting, which mm-hmm. will be in June.
Correct.
The third Wednesday in June, I believe.
June 17th.
June 17th. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look forward to.
And we actually have an announcement about that okay. when it's time.
Okay. All right. And then moving on to future agenda item 7.2, the McLaughlin East Shore Bioswell updates.
Don't believe we'll have any updates coming for the next meeting, but if I do get notification of an update, I will add it to the agenda okay. for sure. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, I think we can move on to announcements and member comments.
All right. Alyssa Chung, assistant planner. While there are members of the public here, I would just like to note that the Community Development Department puts out a report every single month summarizing all of the things that we've done. It includes information about new projects, new development, sea level rise policy. You can find that on our website. If you just hit that follow, you can check that box off as well for planning updates, and you will receive that in your email every single month. We will also, we are starting to daylight the Sutter project. So in June, it will be going to three committees. It will be coming to Parks and Rec, Bike and Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and the Committee on Aging. It will also be going to the Planning Commission and City Council for study sessions. All members of the public are encouraged to go to as many as they would like. There may be different context or perspectives provided at each of those public forums. But before that even happens, the Sutter team will be hosting a community meeting on May 18th, so in 2 weeks. It will be at 5300 Chiron Way on the second floor. And the Sutter team is the one who's running this meeting. The city is not involved in this, but this will really be the first opportunity for the public to receive information about the project, ask questions, and provide feedback.
Great. Thank you, Alyssa. All right. Well, with that, I believe there are no other member comments, announcements, then we will adjourn at 9:32.